We're learning today over here with the Holy Rabbi, Rabbi Harvey, Dr. Colonel Yitzchak Ariel, Shlita, Lulim Sechta Negoim, Lulim Perik Aleph, Mishnah Hei, Ketzal, Lachal, Hachna, how do we have a Lekul, Lechumra, let's see over here in the Mishnah, now on page 8, Hayabai Se'ar Lavan V'halach Loi, let's say there was a white here, V'halach Loi Se'ar Lavan, Hayu Loi Se'ar Lavan, V'halach Loi Se'ar Lavan, it went away. Hayu Lavanis. Sorry?
This occurred on Shabbos that he had on Shabbos.
On Shabbos, okay. Oh, the fact that we're not gonna look at it on Shabbos will result in a kula. That's what it means. According to Rabbi Akiva, Yom HaShvi, the day 7 comes out on Shabbos, so we just push you up until Sunday. So we're not gonna look at it today, we're looking at it tomorrow on Sunday. So that's going to result in a kula. What's gonna be the kula? The kula is going to be that if there's a white here, and the white here was there on Shabbos morning, we're not going to look until Sunday morning, and by Sunday morning the white here goes away, this fellow gets off the hook. Hayalai say love, halachalai say love, and it goes away. Well, hayalai levanais, let's say it was levanais, it was white, v'hishchiru. Let's say it was white, and it turns black. Or let's say it's achas levanai v'achas shechayru. Let's say one is white, one is black, v'hishchiru. Stehen, or let's say Arucha is the long Victiu, Achas, Arucha Vyachas Kitsar, Victiu, Stehen, Nismach, Hashkin Lishtehen, the Shkin, the boil comes near both of them, or Liachas Mehen. Okay, we already went too far. Let's see some of the Rav. Rav is Hoyle Seolovan. Too many things going on over here. Hoyle Seolovan, let's do the Seolovan, Mishnah Biyama Shabbos. There was a white here Biyama Shabbos, Vim Hoyle Roy Ehu, Hoyle Machlita. Let's say he would sit on Shabbos, he would declare Mechum Muchlat. Even if he would declare mechulat on Shabbos, because halach loyachar haShabbos, haya mitaroi, it went away. So what's the difference? Answer is, that's going to be the very big nafkamina, because if he would not declare him to be mechulat, even though the hechla would only last for a short period of time, he would still be required to bring a karbon.
Someone in Hesker also has to bring a karma, right?
No, there's no karma for Hesker.
Someone who's in Hesker starts to be Toivo.
Toivo, correct. He's Tame, but he doesn't bring a karma. So now that he's going to be over here, the white here is making mukhla, he has to bring a karma. We call Makam Hoytoch Lavi karma, he can even make some mukhla, it's just rape. Viachra Potter. Vaita Hoyalavanas Inami, Hoyalavanas Viyama Shabbos, Shayu Royalis Hachlita, Vilamacha is in black. Harez the Lahakil. Achas levan v'achas shchayr v'yishchiru shtein k'dein nos, but it threw it in derech agav. The ein kal lahak, the ein kal lahakil, the ben kach tohar. It doesn't make a difference. What does that mean? What?
What do you mean by k'dein?
K'dein nosba. It threw it in. The Mishnah just threw this expression in for out of generosity. What it's called? Gratuitous. It's not precise. Kidei nosva means kidei nosva. I don't know, it's a Talmudic term. I don't know the exact meaning of the word. I think it means it's not accurate. It was just thrown, I don't know the English word for nosva. It was thrown into the Mishnah just to fill up space, to make it rhyme, to preserve a symmetry of language, an expression, to make it rhyme so the Talmudim have an easier time memorizing the Mishnayis. But it's not accurate. Now, what do we mean over here? Why is that accurate? Achas, or it's not needed. Achas levana, the achas shechira, the shechira, they become black. Shtein, k'din nosba, the ain kan lagil, the bengach, bengach tar. But what do you mean? Because in order.
Because black's not coming.
Black yeah, is but black how many here. White hairs do you need? I thought you need only one white hair. How many white hairs? One is white, one is black, and they both become black. There's no kula here. Why? Why? One white hair is not enough? I guess I know that. I guess when it says over here white hair, it means you have to have two white hairs, right? Is that the halacha?
How?
You need two. So over here it's saying over here that one is white, one is black.
Right.
So, but in the beginning of the Mishnah, it says, "Hoy bo ser lavan v'holach v'holach hoy boy ser lavan v'holach bloy ser lavan hoy levanoy v'shchiru." Because it's always a blush and rabbin. I don't say. Let's go back to the Mishnah again. Hoy bo the rav again. Hoy boy ser lavan v'yom Shabbos v'im hoy ro'eyu hoy machlita v'achas Shabbos holach loy So how many white hairs are we discussing over here? When it says in the middle of the Mishnah, he has a Se'or Lavan. I thought you need to have two hairs.
Well, meaning that the Baharis is, I think it's, meaning that the Baharis appears to be white. I think that's
no, that's not enough. Just because you have a white spot, that's not lucky. You have a white spot, you still need to have either a white hair, or you have to have michyas besar chai or pisyon.
That's only by a seis. By a baharis, there's no concept of michyas besar chai. I think it's a psukim.
There's no din of a raw association.
So we're 11, fine. I mean, so there's say 11 within the baharis.
My question is, why is it Loshen Yochid? How many white hairs do you need? How many white hairs do you need? You need to have two white hairs. So why does the Mishnah start by telling us, hoyo boy, se'or lovan? That's not enough. You have to have two white hairs. Why does it say there's only one white hair? Hoyo boy.
We say, I mean, we're assuming that you need two white hairs.
What?
I said, we are assuming that you need two white hairs.
So it's not true, you're saying?
Or no.
Alright, let's see. Hayu levana is still white of his shiru. Achas levana achas shchayr of his shiru stein. Aruchah is right in the Rav. The Rav go back. Hayu achas levana achas shchayr of his shiru stein. Kedei nos, but the ain't kind of hakel. The bega mega achtar, because you only have one white here. The agav seifa, the lahach minakar. The reason why we're saying this case, even though in this case it's not relevant, it's a build up to the end of the mission, where it will become relevant. Diktani will be nushtem, because later in the sefer it says they both become dark. They both become white. Aruchais, let's say they were very long. Hayu asarois biyom haShabbos. Let's say they were aruchais. Hayu asarois biyom haShabbos. Kedei likroitz bezug.
Right.
The hairs.
Lend is a marker of tumah also. Lend is a marker of tumah.
I'm sorry.
So length can be a marker of tumah.
Okay. Hayu asaros biyom haShabbos likroitz bezug. Likroitz. What's the word likroitz bezug? A zug is a scissors.
Likroitz bezug. Look at Mishnah Dalet.
Look at what?
The fourth Mishnah, the fourth parak. Dalet. It says
today likroitz bezug. Oh. So we have to go right dalid. Shtei sarais ikron mashchi v'roshen malbim tar ikron malbim v'roshen mashchi tar mekidei likritz bezug rav sheyinotel b'fi hazug shol misparayim v'halacha t'shir ser lovan orchoy ein pochos mechdei shenital b'fi hazug Aval halav nunis sheboy b'chol shul, even a small amount of white. Okay, so in other words, it has to be able to chop. The scissor has to be able to cut it. If it's so small where the scissor can't even cut it, sheyinotel b'fi hazug. If it's so small where the scissor can't get to it, you need a razor. The chilek between a scissor and a razor is the razor, it cuts against the flesh. Whereas a scissor, it cuts against two blades. So you need more here. You need more hair in order to cut with a scissor than you need to cut with a razor. That's why a razor gives you a closer shave, because the razor, it's the blade cutting up against the skin, whereas a shaver, it's the hair is cutting up against two blades. So it's only going to cut whatever can get in between the two blades. That's why you don't get such a smooth shave when you use a shaver. You get a much smoother shave when you use a razor. That's how you can tell the difference between the person who's using a razor and using a shaver. You just look and you see what if he has any stubble. If he has no stubble, it means he used a razor. Right? Vaita. So you should say, not al hazug. Vaita. They don't see the signs all over the place that if you use a shaver, you're even in every kol tarakula, you're Rosh Hamarusha. They have signs all over the place. This. But you're not letting.
The signs I see at Plaster in the Wall in Yiddish and Bar Park is. New York City is a churba. That's what they write. And they tell you to vote Democratic. It's so funny. I didn't have a chance to read the whole sign. I wish I had a chance to tear down one of the signs and just look over the Yiddish grammar, because I enjoy how they mangle the Yiddish language when they make these political announcements. Okay, right.
Vaita, so we are over here in this mission over here. We are over here in this mission over here. Kates Allah, Kates Allah, 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 got cut up, maybe the someone cut it off, maybe you know, some maybe chreis, who knows, maybe he cut with this, he got caught somewhere, he got caught in got caught, rubbed against something and he got caught. Achas aruch v'achas ketzar k'dei nasper the inmega b'kachtar elu agav sef d'l'hach v'nok halo d'achdan v'arich ushtein night nismach l'shchin, what's this, l'shtei so'arais l'achar ha-shabos v'v'shabos lo hoi b'shchin. The Elu b'Shabbos rohoyu machlito machmas hasa'orois levonois the white hairs shebesecha b'heres v'achshav li'achar haShabbos shebo hashchin v'nismach l'shtehen li'achas mehen einon simon tuma. Now I don't know what this means. We have to probably it's a Mishnah somewhere right in the Masechta about the only time hairs are going to be a tuma is only when it's inside the b'heres, but if it's samach l'shchin, then it's not. This requires more hisber. Mustama, you need to see this later on. Nismach hashchin l'shtei asaris. If the shchin has come near, liachra shabbos. The shabbos lo hoye boy shchin. The ilu b'shabbos ro'ohu hoye machlita machmas hasaris levonet shebesoicha veheres. Liachshav liachra shabbos shebo hashchin v'nismach l'shtehen. It came near to oil yachas mehen einon simon tuma. A hair, a white hair that is near shchin, is not going to be called a simon tuma. In order for us to say or lavon to be called a simon tuma, it has to be away from a boil. A boil somehow is you view that the hair is not a simon. It changes. Maybe it's a natural occurrence that when there is a boil, it causes the hairs that are near it, it turns it, makes them white naturally, and you cannot view it as a simon of tumah. Let's go weiter. Oichilkon hashchin, oichilkon hashchin. What does that mean? Oichilkon, the shchin, split it. What?
Let's start from nismach hashchin.
In the Rav? In the Mishnah?
Yeah.
In the Mishnah. Back to the Mishnah. Nismach hashchin l'shteyen. Oliachas mehen. Pirkama. Next case. Hikif hashchin. The shchin l'shteyen. It surrounded them. Hakofa. So it surrounded them. What's the tezayin? Tezayin hisha hashchin v'kosha. Tevile mishum shchin v'chvesh shashir lavon gam bohem simen tumo. Shaseor lavon. V'yesh loymar. Kigoyin shehi mako teroya. She'ena mitamo is a certain type of shchin. There's a shchin called mako teroya. I don't know what that is. It's wet.
Mako tree. It's in the Haftarah from Tisha B'Av.
Yeah, what does it say there? I have no idea.
Mako tree. Lo zaru v'lo chubashu v'lo rukub. No, I'm sorry. It's Shabbos Chazon. Lo rukukah b'shamet.
The bandage. You didn't put the medicine.
Makotria.
So what does it mean? Makot. What does it mean? I don't know what it means.
I think it's a wet wound.
A wet boil.
Yeah, I think so.
Wetness. I don't know. I never went to shul on Tisha B'Av. I don't know what goes on there. I'm not joking.
You never paid attention to the guy that was doing
this. I certainly didn't. I was watching the camera. I was looking at a lens. I was imagining how much covered I'm getting. And then when I later looked at the stats, I said, "Oily kinid Macy. Oily kinid Macy." I felt like Heshi Tischler. How many people voted for him? 25 people?
That's it? That was all his mishpacha. He didn't get 100% of his mishpacha either.
I don't think he got his whole mishpacha either. Oily ki nidmeisi. Oily ki nidmeisi.
Right.
That's life.
Yeah.
Vait lo mata doig al olam shene shaloi. Olam shene shaloi. How much more time do I got here?
Let's go right there. At least until Tisha B'av.
Because
otherwise you're really going to live Mandela the free.
No, it's not. That's so not true. First of all, I don't even know that I'm doing it. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if I'll get in the mail. He didn't tell me I'm doing it. He's always making a program. He didn't tell me I'm speaking. He didn't tell me. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if I get in the mail. He never told me I'm doing it.
So why would he ask you to do so many tivus for him if he doesn't?
He doesn't ask you. What tivus? He doesn't ask you. I don't do any tivus. What tivus do I do for him? I don't do any tivus for him. Adrabi, he already can't. He himself already spoke to Torah any time. He already himself spoke to her anytime. I just stick my head in where I don't belong. Believe me, I learned this so many times in life. No one needs anyone. It's not personal about me. It's about anyone. No one needs anyone. Everyone is disposable. Everyone is replaceable. And whoever they replace is always better. It's always this. This is life. Life, you're just a pawn. Everyone, I'm not different than anyone else. That's life. Vita. Vaid. Achas. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if I get a flyer in 2 weeks from now and it says there's someone else giving the kinnis. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised. I'm not joking. Not even. He never told me. He never even asked. How does I want to do it? How does even I want to do it? He never spoke to me about it. Oh, this guy's doing it this year. We want a little bit of change. That's life. Aruchai, so what do I care? What do I need this for? I get something out of this. I get money, I get nothing. What do I get? I get busyness. I get something imaginary covered. Imagine all my mind, my sick mind. It's mama's busyness, they say. Vaita nisma hashkin lishtein alachas mehem. Hikif hashkin lishtein alachas mehem. Oichilkon hashkin. It divided it. Umichyas, it divided it, the shchin divided it. Umichyas, so that means I guess there's a shchin in between. It sounds like there is a shchin, a boil in between the two hairs. Umichyas hashchin, umichyas hashchin. There is flesh of the shchin. Umich v'hamichva. Umichyas hashchin v'hamichva. Umichyas hamichva v'haboyak. Let's see the Rav. Ravia says, Hikif Hashchin. Oh no, I'm sorry, Nismach. Nismach, we did it right. We did Nismach. Now the Hikif. Hikif Hashchin. Oh, is Hikif Hashchin the Shah Cyrus Levonis? It's surrounded, a circle. Oil Yachas Mayem. Oy Chilkil Hashchin. Shabo Hashchin, Oy Michias Hashchin. Or the Shchin, or the Michias Hashchin. Oy Hamichve, a burn. Oy Michias, the flesh that comes from a burn. Oy Michias Hamichve. Oy Haboyak. Boyaku. Tohorhu, right? There's a boyak. There's another word that some with the Baal Kriya screams out. Does the guy know what he's talking about? The Baal Kriya, boyaku, tohorhu. What are you? What did you just say?
Isn't it boyak?
That's what I said. Boyak. What?
No. You said boyak.
No, boyak. No, I know you're right. I said boyak. You're right. I don't even know what I said. You're right. Probably made a mistake. Boyak. The hey, right? Boyaku. Oh, what did the guy just say? Boaku Tohu? Sir, what did you just say? Can you explain that to us? Do you know what you're reading? If you don't know what you're reading, then maybe you shouldn't be reading. Boaku Bein Ser Lisayer, Kol Hani the Shabbos, Lohayu Kol Hani the Bishabas Lohayu Liacha Shabbos Bo, Hare Zelohakel. So on Shabbos, we would have gone scot free. And now they have a Shabbos. I'm sorry, all these the Shabbos lohayu lachas Shabbos bo harei zila hakel. So Nachmo, the part of the Mishnah over here says nismach hashchin l'shtein oy lachas mehem or hikiv hashchin l'shtein oy liachas mehem oy chilkon hashchin. Now the word chilkon is going on the entire next sentence. Oy chilkon hashchin or the michias hashchin or the ham. Umichyas or v'hamichve or umichyas hamichva v'haboyak. So the Rav, Our teacher, he tells us that the word chilkan is going on all of those words. Otherwise, we have no way to understand what this Mishnah means. The shchin or the mechis hashchin, the mechve or the mechis hadmechve or the bayik, they're machalik between seir number one and seir number two. Let's go back and look in the Rav. Ilachas mayam or chilkan or shchin shabba shchin or mechias hashchin or mechve or mechias hadmechve or bayik bein seir le seir. That's what it means. He's divided. Next halacha. Hayu by michya. Let's say there was a haisa by michya. In the Gemara it says michva. There was a raw piece of flesh.
Which Gemara are we talking about exactly?
I don't know. Wherever it appears in the Shas, in the Talmud. I don't know. It's somewhere in the Gemara. Somewhere, I guess, the Gemara quotes this Mishnah. Because there is no Masechta Nigoim. Well, maybe it refers to Talmud Yushalmi. Is there a Yushalmi? I don't know. I don't know if it is Yushalmi. I never learned Yushalmi my whole life. I don't even know what it is. And the Gbavli, I don't know anything there either. So Mestama, it means that it's quoted somewhere in the Talmud. Somewhere in the Talmud, it's quoted, this Mishnah. And when the Talmud quotes this Mishnah, it quotes it with the expression, Hoysa bo michva, v'hol choloi ha-michva. And our gear is in the mission, it says, Hoysa bo michya. There was a simen muvak, which means there was a piece of flesh, raw flesh, and it went away. Or hoisa mirubas v'nases agula oy aruha. It was originally square, and now became round. Oy aruha became rectangular. Let's say it was mivutzeres v'nases minatzad. What does the mivutzeres mean? What's mivutzeres? What's those words mean?
That's a good question. Mivutzeres. Sounds like Mivaseret, right? Sounds like the seminary. Surrounding. Batsra. Yashavla Batsra Kitchikra Kibetzer.
So what's Betzer? What does it mean Betzer? What does it mean Mivutzeres? The Nasa was surrounded. It was fortified.
Encircled.
Ah, Mivutzeres Vidases Minatsad now went on the side. Or let's say Michuneses. It was inside. And now v'nispazira, or uvo hashchin v'nichnas b'soicha, the shchin came on the inside, or hikifa, it was round, v'chilka, it was smooth, or mi'ata hashchin, or michias hashchin, v'hamichve, michias hamichve, v'haboyak, what's halacha there, balak, or hoi, so hoi by pisyoin, v'holach loy pisyoin, or shaholcha lo, ha'oim, or shenismata, v'ein b'ze b'ze k'gris, ha'shchin, v'mich yas ha'shchin, v'mich 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 v'boyak, cholkim b'ein ha'oim l'pishna ha'reiz e'lu l'hokel. I have no idea what this means. Let's go to see the Rav. What does it say in the Rav? The Rav here says, hoysa bo michya. Okay, let's say there was a michya, on page 8, the very bottom of page 8. Let's say there was a michya, b'shabas, shehi simen tumma. There was some raw flesh on Shabbos, simen tumma. V'hol chalo le'achar Shabbos, and it went away. Inami choysa mirubas b'Shabbos, it was square. V'hoyu roi l'achlitoi, because square is a simen of tumma. V'lachar Shabbos nas agula oy arucha. T'hashta eina simen tumma. You ever know that before? I never knew that before. The only why they never knew this halacha. In order for it to be a tumma, if the tumma is only when it's square. What's square? What's square? It says over here, Nachmal, it's this going over
the
Chayisul Michya.
When the Michya is square.
The Michya. If it's a piece of raw flesh, the raw flesh that's a simen has to be a square. Square. Like tefillin. Perfectly square. Take out a measuring rod to make sure it's perfectly square to make it the Michya. But if it's round, no good. Unbelievable. Oh, so he explains. It was be'emtza habaheres. Ah. So mivutzeres over here means, it doesn't really mean encircled. It means it was exactly in the center of the baheres. And now what happened? And then over Shabbos it changed. The baheres changed location. The baheres moved and now it's not surrounded. It's not in the center. It's towards one end, one portion of the thing. A mivtzar shalir, the city is under siege, and it's in the center. It was collected in Adosha in one location. So you have an Adosha, but you don't have it in one location. It's not contiguous.
It's larger than a gris.
Even if it's larger than a gris, but it has to be contiguous. You have to have a full gris, but the full gris must be contiguous. And now it's not. An Adosha. Wait, what? I think that's referring. Wait, so what's that? Wait, you right? I think no, it's the michya. He's not referring over here to the to the. He's talking over here the michya, the flesh, the right. Simon muvok. The simon has the beharis has to be a gris, but nadosh is much smaller. The michya, the raw flesh, that will that's be mitami has to be nadosha, and it was not in one location. And now it was originally
a smaller amount.
What?
No, I'm saying no, I'm just asking a general question. It's a smaller amount.
Ubo ashchin v'nichnas l'tzeichah kolaymar b'shabes lo hayi b'sham shchin. There was no shchin period. V'hoisa michya simen tuma. Ubo hashchin v'nichnas l'tzeichah. Ah, so in order for the michya to be called a simen tuma, a simen muvok, there has to be on the outside the shchin, and the michya has to be clear from the shchin. If the shchin enters into the michya, that's no good. You have a burn, and after the burn comes a white spot, mm-hmm. And then in the white spot there is so what? A white spot is nothing by itself. You have to have either a simen. What's the simen? A white hair, two white hairs, or you have to have raw flesh, or you have to have a 1 week where it spreads. So now we're trying to be metame the fellow with the simen called raw flesh. The raw flesh has to be completely raw, no purity, nothing else. If enters into this raw flesh part of the boil, then it's tame. Then that's not called, then it's tar. That's not called a simen. The raw flesh has to be clean from any shchin. Vayte ba shchin v'nichlo tzecha, klam b'shavet l'choy l'shchin, v'noyitza da b'michi tzim v'tobe, ba ba shchin l'nichlo tzecha, hikifat chilka, oi miyata, kolaymar, oi shaloi ba shchin al kol ha-nega. The shchin did not cover the entire nega, el al k'tzas ha-michya. The boil did not, the shchin did not touch the entire nega, el al k'tzas only part of flesh. And the shchin now at least reduced the size. Fine. What's kimoi? Your test. Lav davka. Nichnas koi el dinokai bema the solik the samich. Kol hane imita kimoi shemiato hashchin o michias hashchin. It made it smaller. The hainu shenase krum kiklipas its thing made it its membrane kiklipas hashum. Oya michva oy michias hamikveh. Let's see vaiter. We have to come back and chaz because it's very hard. Let's try to just run through the basic gist of what's going on over here. So what is the law? Call high all these things. Shabbos lo hayu. They did not exist. Lacha Shabbos bo. V'chena boak. Shabbos hayu ma'arba maris. V'nasa boyak l'macharasai. Umiyat ha'michya. They made it smaller. D'shchin u'boyak. D'shchin u'boyak. Me'mat ha'michya. K'ditanya. B'tarash k'hanim. Bosar chai. V'loy ha'shchin. Bosar chai. V'loy ha'boak. Fine. Hayaloi pisyon b'shabbos, v'holach la pisyon l'achar shabbos. The masha posa b'shabbos konas l'macharos went back. Oy shaholcha ha'oim, ikur ha'nega nikur oim, v'holcha ha'oim v'nisha pisyon. Oy shenisma ata ha'oim v'ein bo shneim, v'ein bein shneim gris. The gris. Hashchin u'michias hashchin, the shchin and the michias hashchin kolomar inami b'shabbos posa. V'lo hoya mas mafspik b'shabbos b'in ha'oim l'pisyon, there was no hefsek. V'loy shchin, v'loy michias hashchin, v'loy michve, v'loy michias hashchin, v'loy boak. Uliachara Shabbos, Hefsik Echad Me'elu. And one on Shabbos, there's a Hefsik between one of the things is Hefsik. Hare Zel Hakel. Okay, so let's try to chaz the second part of the mission inside. Let's go back. I think a little bit more of an appreciation when it says over here. Let's go back over here to page 8. On page 8, let's start with what it says in the last word of the line. The last three words. Hoysa bo michio. We're dealing over here with a nega. And in the nega, in order for a nega to be matame, you need one of three things. And the white spot is not sufficient. You need either two white hairs or a chunk of what's called michia. Fresh.
Michias basar chai. You medav healthy flesh inside the womb for a plus, and or you need two white hairs, right?
Or you don't need both. Or two white hairs, or you need to have a michia, or you there's going to be hezger, and if it spreads the next week. Those are the three ways to metame and nega. If all these colors, 72 colors, 72 different things we learn according to one mandiyam, whatever it is, but it's, the color alone is not enough. You have to have white hairs, or there has to be healthy flesh, or there has to be on the second wing pisyay. And now we're discussing the simon muvak of michya. And michya has its own unique set of rules. And one of those rules is it has to be a nadosha. So that let's say chayis by michya. Let's say there was a without gears, there was a michya on Shabbos. So he would have been tameh. The whole chalah michya. Sunday morning, the michya is gone. So now he's going to remain tar because if there's no michya inside of this nega, then you're tar. Or let's say chayis by merubas. The michya on Shabbos was square. New din. We never heard this before. The only time a michya is matameh is if the michya is a square. But if the michya is circle, it's not going to require halacha. Well, ha'isa b'mirubas, v'naseis agula, oyarucha, or became arucha, rectangular. It's also, it has to be square. So now, you got away with it. If it would have been Shabbos, the kohen would have said tamei, but now he looks at you on Sunday, and on Sunday, it's no longer, the michya is no longer a square. It's either a circle or it's rectangular. So the kohen is going to say, you're tar. Next.
Arucha means rectangular or it means elongated, meaning that it could be an oval.
I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. As long as it's not square. The point is that the only time it's metameh is when it's a square mirubas. Mirubas luchar means a perfect square. You want to say it can be an rect? May you want to say the word that it can be? It's nichlal in the word mirubas a rectangle. Maybe the ikar of the corners. The ikar are the corners.
Which is why you wear the box on the tefillin shel yad, so that it shouldn't get scratched.
Has it perfectly square. I don't know. Let's see. Ha'isa mirubas v'nasis agulo elucha. Let's say mivutzeres. It started on Shabbos when it was smack in the center. V'nasis minatzad. Now long, it's no longer surrounded. Now, no, so now I guess it's edge.
It kind of moved.
What?
Imagine that you're playing with the laser pointer when you're giving a public lecture. So first it's on one side, and then it moved to the other side.
Okay. Michunez says, let's say the adosha, the flesh was the size of an adosha, all in one location. And now the mispazaron, now when Shabbos is over on Sunday morning, the wool is raw flesh, but it's not localized, it's not contiguous. Let's say, new case, let's say ubo hashchin v'nichnas b'soicha. Let's say it's not pure flesh anymore. Let's say there's a boil that's in the raw flesh. Or let's say hikifa. Let's say a boil surrounds the raw flesh. You cannot have a boil surrounding it. It has to be just the nega and the raw flesh. Let's say chilka. What?
This is hikifa within the michya or outside of the
michya. Outside the michya. You have the big white spot on the body. And in the big white spot in the body, you have raw flesh. Everything looks great. Everything is unbelievable. All ready to be matame with this guy. This guy is being set up as a terrorist. He's all ready to be locked up in Guantanamo Bay. Everything is ready. And then all of a sudden, Sunday morning, you have the nega, and you have the raw flesh. And surrounding the raw flesh are boils. The mich are the shchin is the boil. That's what it says. It says a bo hashchin, the boil, v'nichnas l'secha, or v'hikifa, hikifa, the boil surrounds the raw white, the raw flesh, or chilka, Let's say a boil enters and splits it into two. So it's, again, it's not contiguous. It splits it.
Then cholak doesn't mean smooth. It means
no, I think it means like we said before. We said this even when it came to the white here. And the white here, there was a split. There was a something that happened in the center which caused a split between the two white hairs. Chilka. The raw flesh divided it. Ay miyata hashchin. Or it took over. It was a hostile takeover and it diminished its size. Oy michyas hashchin. Now what's this? Now what's this part of the Mishnah? Or michyas hashchin, the raw flesh of the shchin, va'michve of a bird, or michyas hamichve v'habayak. Any of these things split the raw flesh. No.
After Shabbos, one of these things came into the michya, or it surrounded it, or it split it, or it diminished it. And it was mevatel the simmentum of the michya. Somehow these things got into the lesion.
Yeah, but we're discussing the michya right now. What is it over here? Oy michya sashchin, veha michve, or michya samichve, veha boya. But aren't we dealing now with the michya? That's what we're dealing with now. I don't know if we're dealing with the michya. We start off over here. Hoy sa boy michya. Vahol chalo ha michya. Hoy sa mirubas v'nasis agula.
We're not talking about shkin. We're not talking about shkin. This is something different. Now we're not bringing shkin into the picture. We were talking about something else that somehow messed up the tumidic lesion.
Let's go back. The last three words. Look, the last three words on page 8. What are we discussing right now? Hoysa bo michya. There was in the nega. What kind of nega are we discussing? What kind of nega? I imagine there's a bright white spot.
Se'es.
Okay, se'es. There's a big se'es. And in the se'es alone is not enough to be metam, no matter how big it is. You need to have a simen. Right now, we're going to use the sim. We're working with the sim called the michya. There's a michya inside of the seis. Ha'isa by michya on Shabbos gvaldik. If you come to the kohen, you have a seis, and inside the seis is a michya. Wonderful. Yitame. Gei gezun dehet. Lech b'shalom. Go to your quarantine center. Go to the muchlat center. They'll give you bonuses. You'll have government programs for you there. And now what happened?
Okay, look at the first wide line in the Rav on page 9. Uva hashchin v'nechnas l'sofa.
Uva hashchin.
B'shabbat lohaya sham shchin. Now we're talking about the offending agent that's going to mess up the tumidic lesion. What is the offending agent? Before, we did not say what it was.
Ah, so now
before it was a difference in the state. Now we know the culprit. Now we know the victim. Now we know the illegal alien to blame this on. The illegal alien happens to be Shchin.
And what is Shchin doing? Shchin is going into the Se'es?
Yes.
So if he That's just had Se'es, he would be Tomei, you're saying?
Right.
But doesn't Se'es need to have a simon of a white hair? El Michya? Why is the Se'es Tomei?
Se'es goes both ways. Se'es goes either Michas Basachai or it goes Lava. Se'es goes both ways. I will, if you turn to the beginning of the book, as I say, page 7 in the Archbook of Moshe.
Page 7?
I'm just saying. Turn to the Akdama to Masechtas Megillah, where it quotes you the words from Parshas Tazria. Look at the first you start with Baharas. Right. Yeah, but sir, say Sapachas or Baharas. So never mind. Then Baharas Levona he. Barbasaros, right? So that's only white. Okay? Now, Cohen, now skip. Barak, I'm sorry. Then the next one is Mispachas. The first one online is the Mispachas, about halfway down.
What page?
The very first page where it says Hakdama L'Masechus Nigayim. The very first page, it says Hakdama L'Masechus Nigayim. It quotes you the relevant Sukkim.
Okay, Hakdama is the Teres Yisrael? No.
This is what it looks like.
Okay, I got it. Okay, here's the Pesukim. Vayidaber Hashem, Moshe v'Aaron le'mor, Adam, Kiev or v'Bisoroi, says, Oy sapachas, Oy vaheres, V'hoyov or v'Bisoroi, L'negat soras, V'huvoy el-arakayin, Oy el-achad, Mibun of ha-koyanim, Ruha ha-koyin, Es ha-nega, Be'or ha-bosohar, V'sior va-nega, Ofach lovon, Umari ha-nega, Omoik may or bisoroi negatsaras who vero oh how great. So it sounds like I know it, right? I don't know one word I'm saying.
Beautiful, right?
So, the song. Right. I know nothing.
Right. So that is the general introduction to Stam Saras. Oiva voice something white is on the skin. Now, Viter. Vimba Harris Levana.
Livanahi be our bisorahoi. The Amohoik ain't Maria Haminor. Usoro Fachlovan is gear Hakohein Esanegashavasumin. Vero oh Hakohein. Vayoim Hashavi. Vine Hanega or Malbe enough. Life was so Hanega boor. Viskiroi Hakohein. Shavasumin Viskiroi Hakohein. Munach Kotoin. Whiskey Royako Hain, Shavas Yomim Shainis.
This is a Baharis, keep on going.
I don't know what it says now. Viro Hakohin, I subyam Hashvi. Okay, it'll seem on the seventh day. Shainis Vineke Hanega, Lipsonic, Birbi Drakonem, Mispachasi.
Okay, so this is a Mispachas, and he gets out of it. So this would be Shlishi, right? This is what the Mishnah is talking about after the Kohen says go. He really shows it a third time to the Kohen. Now next case. Michias Basar Chai Basa'es has nothing to do with Baharis. Baharis is the first part.
Okay.
Now up to Sa'es. Okay? Michias Basar Chai Basa'es. This is Saras Nashenes. He, Bar Basarov, Timak Rayla, it's going to tell me who. Bimparach Tifrach, Hatsaras, Bar Bakhisat, Saras, I don't know the trouble. Okay. Baiter. Skip. Let's go to the bottom of the paragraph. Blah, blah, blah. Skip. Now, next. Negash Chinu Mich. That's the third and fourth case. Uvasar Kiev Arbisaro Shchin Venirpa. Vaibim Koma Shchin. Says the Vana Bahas of Vana Adam Dengshin, Ala Kaimra, Kaimini Mara Shafam, and Arbisar Ava. Lovan, Timakan Negatsaras, Ubishkin Paracha. Now, let's look at our case back in the Mishnah. Is this relevant to our case?
Hoyse by Michia, the whole chola. Hamichia, hoyse by Rabbi Nasa Gula, Ayarucha, Mubutseres and Asim in the Tzad, Michuneses and his Bazra. Uvo Hashchin, Vinichnas. I think now when we start Uvo Hashchin, we're now starting a whole new case.
So that's the end of.
The Michia.
Right?
We're done with the Michia. Oh, so we're done. Add the second white line on page 9. We're done. After it says Vinispazra, we're done with the Michia.
The ending.
Now we're going to start discussing Anayadin, Anay Unfang.
Beautiful. I was waiting for you to use Yiddish in its proper grammatical usage. Now,
Das is Anay Unfang. With the G at the end?
Anay Unfang for who?
For us, for the Welt.
For the Klal Yisrael. Okay.
Now we're discussing the Shchin. Vo ha Shchin v'nichnas b'soicha. Now there's a Nayu Unfang, the Shchin. Now, where was the Shchin Nichnas? B'soicha. What's the Soicha?
The Shchin was Nichnas in the B'soicha. It would be going on, as the Chumash say, in the
Saras. All right, in the Nega, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Okay, right. So fine. So Bo'ah Shchin Nichnas B'soicha. Or. Or the Shchin came...
Operating room.
Hikifa. Or the Shchin came and surrounded the Nega. A Nega is only Tameh if it's pure. If there's a Shchin that surrounds it, then we assume the white spot is a result of the Shchin. It's not a sign from above. It's not a Nega. A Nega has to be a Nega without a Shchin. That a Hakof of a Shchin. So, or let's say Hikifa, there's a Shchin, a boils that surround the white spot. Or Chilka, there's a Shchin that splits it. Even if you have the size, it seems. Even if you have a very large size, you have more than a gris. You have a gris, it doesn't make a difference. You can have a gris from this one, a grus from the uncle, a grus from the aunt. It doesn't make a difference. If the boil...
best gris would be for Mr. Joseph.
Who's Mr. Right? Joseph? Who's Mr. Joseph?
Mr. Joseph Grus. You don't know Mr. Joseph Grus.
Oh, Joseph Grus. Okay. Let's say we have the shchin over there. Make sure the wire didn't crack.
So we have it somehow. It's breaking up the
neck. Breaking up, fine. Or kiva or chilka oy miata hashchin. Or it makes it smaller than it was. Or there's the nichyas hashchin. It's gonna hashchin or vaha michva or burn or michyas hamichva or vaha bayak. If these things, if the michya of a shchin, or a michve, or the michyas hamichva, or a boyak, they enter into the nega, so it's tar. But on Shabbos, it didn't have these zachen. Probably we learn the Mishnayos in this Masechta, we'll come across all these cases in very great detail. And all it'll be tar. Or let's say hoyboy pis yoin. This guy was ready week two. Or week one, and he was slated for pisyon. He would become tummy because it spread. From the last time the Kohen locked him up until today, the negas spread. So if the inspection would take place hayoim, then he would be tummy. But by tomorrow, Sunday morning, the pisyon retracted. It retracted. Hay by pisyon. Now let's say the Mordechai Zach, you're saying a Naya Din, it's probably a Mishnah. If you have the Nega, the Oim is the Ike part of the Nega, and this Pisyoin. And now when you come back, it spreads, but the Oim is no longer there. Just because you have Pisyoin does not automatically mean the person's Tame. If there's Pisyoin, but there's no Oim, then he's not Tame. Let's say the oim disappears. The oim was diminished in size. It was diminished. The ein bazeh vazeh kegris. And now you don't have ein bazeh vazeh kegris. Each one by itself does not have a gris. Look at the Rav. Okay, you don't have between the two a grist, so it, even though it's spread, but the ikar part of it disappeared. Yeah. The ikar part of now let's next. Let's say hashchin and michyas hashchin. Let's say we have a shchin and we have michyas hashchin. The hamichve or michyas hamichve. The haboyak cholkin bein ha'oyim la'pisyon and nayedin. Let's say we have the oim and the pisyon. But in between the oim and the pisyon, we have a hefsik. What's being mafsik? We have the shchin or the michyas hashchin. V'hamichve or michyas hamichve. Or v'haboyak is cholkim bein ha'oim lepisyon. Now we're discussing a hefsik between the oim and the pisyon. Hare'elu l'hokel. Okay, let's look at the end of the Rav in the bottom of here. Hoyle pisyon b'shabbos, cholokol pisyon alachas shabbos tov. The master pause b'shabbos kadosan l'machodasi. Aish holcha ha'oyim, ikar nega nikra oyim, holcha ha'oyim b'nisha pisyon. Aish nismata ha'oyim bein bein shneim kigris hashchin v'nichyas hashchin. Kiloy ma'ina mi b'shabbos pasa. Okay, you want to chaz the Mishnah again inside very quickly? Let's chaz the Mishnah into just the words of the Mishnah inside very quickly.
I really don't understand how any 20-year-old Kohen, or I don't even know how long they have to look at the Maharis or how to get Shumash, can actually go do this without being a dermatologist. I find it fascinating that people, not that you need medical training to do this, like you said yesterday, but they have to. I mean, where do they know these are? We don't even see them today, and all of a sudden, Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen, Elazar HaKohen. They're gonna teach. There's gonna be a class. Okay, 3:45 upstairs by Schmidman, all Kohanim that would like to do Nigun, please come. Please sign in on the computer.
Why? Give them free Xboxes. They'll come. Incentives. Let's chaz the Mishnah very quickly. I have to go. Let's chaz the Mishnah. Mishnah Mikhali. Ketzad lahakel. Hoyvay ser lovan. So the first case, there was a ser lovan. Vahalach lai ser lovan. It disappeared. Shabbos, there was a ser lovan. Now on Sunday, it's gone. Hoy lavanay. So it became black. Or let's say, achas lavan of yachas shachar v'shchiru shteyim. Aduch esik tziru. Achas aduch v'yachas ketzad v'yikzir and shteyim. Stain, cut period. Right. Put a big period
black,
over there.
Black is not a problem, right?
Black is not a problem. So that ends. Black, that black ends. Black. That ends. Part chapter number one. That ends all of the coolest of white hairs. Now we're going into the case number two of Shechin. Let's say near. No, wait. The Nismach Shechin. No, now we're going to a new case of the white hairs. The white hairs are now going to be surrounded by Shechin. Now, so far we discussed the hears themselves. The hears don't exist anymore. They did exist. Now we discuss, no, the hears aren't going nowhere. They have white hears. But the chilik between Shabbos and Sunday is if the hears are surrounded by shchin, the invasion of the shchins to surround the hear. Nismach hashchin l'shtehen. Aliyachas mehem. Or let's say the or hikif hashchin l'shein, instead of hikif, it surrounds them. Or liachas mehen, or chilkon hashchin, or michyas hashchin, v'hamichve, or michyas hamichve, or v'haboak. Oh! All of these cases, l'hokel. Now we come to category number three. The michya itself. Hoysel b'hoysabay michya, v'holchola hamichya disappeared. Hoysel m'rubas v'nas al gula, ayarucha. Or mivutzeres v'nas v'natzat michuneses. It was the shivan adosha v'nispazra. Oh, done. L'kalkel. Now we're up to number four. Number four is we're going to have kulis in the michya. I think it's the michya. It seems like over here everything we're about to say now is an attack on the michya. Until now we discussed the michya itself. The michya itself, it disappeared. Now we're going
the
michya. Chayisabal michya. V'holchala, just the michya. And the michya is a parallel to the Seir Lavan. The Mishnah first discussed the Seir Lavan. Then it discussed the Seir Lavan, if the Seir Lavan disappears. Then the Mishnah discussed the Seir Lavan ain't going nowhere. The Seir Lavan is stable. There's another cooler, that if the Seir Lavan is surrounded by Shechin, then the Seir Lavan is not called the Seir Lavan. The right. Very first part of the Mishnah, now we're doing the Zelbezach, the same pattern regarding the Michya. The Michya is a Simen Nega, provided that it's a square, it existed, didn't exist. Now we're done with that. The Michya is here to stay. It ain't going nowhere. But there's a way to damage the Michya by surrounding the Michya with the Shechin. Just like we damage the potency of the Seyar with the Shechin, we're going to damage the potency of the Michya with the Shechin. Right. Now we go, let's say we have over here, we have Bo HaShechin V'nichnas V'soicha, into the Michya. Or Hikifa, or Chilka, or Miata HaShechin, or Oy, or Chilka, period. Bo HaShechin, never mind. Is this number five? Are we now going to number five now? Let's clarify one more time. Period. Now we go. Ubo hashchin v'nichnas b'soicha into the michya, or hikifa, or chilka. Period. Okay. Now I think we're discussing case number 5. Oy miato hashchin. No, maybe not. Oy miato hashchin. Oy michyas hashchin. So a michya is going to be memayda michya. Is that what it's saying over here? Is that what that's not what we learned before? It means a michya is going to be memayda michya. Is that what it means? When it says, are we continuing our discussion regarding the michya? Just like in the beginning of the Mishnah, we had the Ser Lavan, and then we discussed where there's going to be a shchin that's going to surround the Ser Lavan. Now we're discussing the michya, and we're going to discuss how we're going to eliminate the michya. We're going to ruin, they're going to damage the michya by surrounding it with a shchin. So now when it says the next part, does this mean to say that a michya is going to ruin another michya? You have a nega, and in the nega there is a michya, and now there's going to be a michya of a michya to surround the michya. Is that what it means? It doesn't make sense. Oy miyato hashchin, oy michya sash. I thought we were discussing the michya. Oy michya sashchin, or v'ha michve, or michya sa michve, v'ha boyak, and it's going to be memayet the michya. That's what it seems like. It seems like there's a michya to a michya. Is that what it means? Hashchin, look at the Rav. Hashchin, u'michya sashchin, v'ya michve, u'michya samichve. Boy, kol hani im ate. What's the word kaimo mean? Kaimo, yeah.
When we said nismach, hakif, chilkan, is referring to shchin and to the mechias hashchin, to the mikveh and to the mechias hamikveh and to the bocha.
We need to look at the kahati here. The kahati must provide bayer. We have to do this next time. We have to chal this next time. I have to stop over here. I'm gonna go. It's very, very late. I gotta go. Before I go, I want to do something very quickly. Before I go, I had a story yesterday.